Hello, my name is Tape.
My name is Tayo.
Wow, that was good job.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. Good. But hey, welcome to the Sinister League. It's been a while since I've done an episode. I think the last time I did an episode was Ben and I, we talked about Amazing Spider-Man.
The first movie?
No, the comic. The last storyline before the whole Superior Spider-Man thing happened. That was back in February. So yeah, I think it's been 6 months, so that's good progress. 6 months every episode.
That's great.
Yeah, and welcome to the Sinister League, guys. This week we're going to be talking about The Simpsons, because there is a 12-day marathon going on right now. And guess what day is it on? Like the fourth day?
Third day?
Yeah. Wow, okay. So yeah, third day we're going to talk about just The Simpsons, because we've been a fan of the show for a while. For a long time, since the beginning, since the early 90s. Do you remember the 90s?
No.
Exactly.
I was just looking at the episodes, and it was like 1992. And I remember those episodes vividly. I was like, whoa.
So yeah, we're going to be talking about that. That's going to be the main focus. And we're going to dive into the news first, so let's just get that out of the way. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. So, first news, you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes,
And you see how everyone's, like, really obsessed with that one scene. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
No, which scene?
The end scene with the dancing
group. Oh, yeah, dancing group.
And everyone wants a toy. Everyone's been trying to make a toy out of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna...
Raccoon maulings.
Well, they're actually gonna make a dancing baby group doll toy.
Oh, that's cool.
It's by Funko. It's the guys that made these bobbleheads. I have this Groot bobblehead that I got at Comic-Con. So yeah, they actually make one of those. I'll show you a picture of that. Let me see that. Yeah, there it is.
That's cool.
And it's going to be... I think it's going to come out... I think next week. That's what people were saying, yeah. Oh no, details about the release is going to be next week. Nah. But mostly it's going to come out during the holiday season, because they're going to make so much. They should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's... And speaking of the movie, it got number one in the box office again. I mean, it kind of went down, got beat by Ninja Turtles, and then just rise back up. Because everyone... I guess there was not that much competition.
Just nothing else.
There was nothing. Well, except for next news, Sin City 2 kind of bombed. Really? Bombed?
It's amazing. Who would have thought that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it made about... how much did it make? Let's see. I want to say 6 million?
Dang.
6 million. I want to check out the budget.
He's gonna make its money back.
It's not gonna make its money back.
I mean, mostly it looks like CGI.
Well, yeah, it made $6.5 million. Eighth place.
How much did it cost?
I'm looking that up now. Down. Doesn't say.
Oh.
I got Wikipedia. Let's see.
Dang.
60 to 70 million.
60 million.
Yeah. It's 70 million. Let's just say that. 70 million for the
budget. Actually, that's pretty cheap for a movie.
Yeah, but it only made about 6.5 million. I mean, that's a long way to go. And it's in 8th place. And we got other movies coming out. Equalizer, November Man. So why did this bomb?
Oh... Did anyone really want a second one?
Like, I think people forgot about it.
People forgot, I know.
I looked online and people were like, oh wow, this actually came out. I didn't know they were making a second one.
It seems like the filmmakers are more like excited about the movie than anyone else was. Like, yeah, we get to finally make this movie.
I guess people will complain about there was not that much promotion at all. I know. People had no idea this was even happening.
It was like the week before.
Yeah.
The people.
And yeah, it's been a long time. It's been 9 years since the last movie. And it's kind of like, does anyone care? Yeah. Like, I kind of ask myself, like, when people when it got announced, it was happening. I was just like, why am I I was excited about it about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Maybe it came out 5 years ago. I would have been excited to see it, but it's kind of just, oh, okay, that's nice. I'll catch it on DVD.
I feel like Rodriguez and Miller, they have more like a cult following. They're not really like big names you sell a movie on.
Yeah.
Because what have they done, really? That's like,
they got Shark Boy and
Lama. Yeah.
Spy Kids. So no Sin City 3?
I don't think so.
No.
Probably after Kick-Ass 3.
Kick-Ass 3, yeah. Yeah, that's... And, okay. Last piece of news. Director Josh Trank, I think, he unveiled a photo of The Thing for that Fantastic Four reboot that's coming out. You want to see? This is just a little motto of how he's going to look like. You see, what do you think?
Looks scary.
He does look scary. I like the eyes. It looks a little bit better than the last one. I
mean, yeah, it looks less
fake. Is it going to be more of a costume or a CGI? That's what I'm wondering about.
Or the green screen makes it look like.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. What do you think about this movie coming up?
I haven't heard anything about it. Like, what has he done before, Trank?
Let's see, Josh.
Oh, Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, Chronicle, yeah.
But he didn't... That was like a found footage movie. That's not really hard to do. He didn't write it.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's doing the Star Wars.
Yeah, they're doing the... Because every year they have like a main movie and then like a spinoff, yeah, like a Boba Fett spinoff, stuff like that. So he's working on one of those. But I don't know. It's just...
They trust him to do Star Wars, so maybe there's something to him.
There's something on it. There has not even been any... No teaser or photo or set...
I think because like no one's like set looking, piece, yeah. No one's really looking forward to it. If that's yeah. Cool. Everyone's about Batman, Superman. What else? Spider-Man, Avengers.
Avengers, yeah.
No one's really looking for Fantastic Four.
I guess. Well, we'll see. Because it comes out 2015, so there should be something happening. Some type of teaser coming out soon. So yeah, that's it for news. You want to dive into the Simpsons?
Okay.
All right. Let's go. So yeah, so for the past 3 days, there's been a marathon of every single Simpsons episode from the very first one till the end of season 25. And the Simpsons has been going on since 1989. Well, there used to be a short animated series on the Tracy Ullman show for like 2 or 3 minutes, and it got its own show and just took off ever since. And, do you even remember the first time you watched The Simpsons?
No. It's probably one of the reruns on Fox. Mm-hmm. I don't. I just remember eating dinner and the TV was on and we'd watch The Simpsons.
Yeah. That's the same thing for me. I don't remember the first time. Yeah. It was just there. I was just, oh, yeah. Man, I watched Simpsons. I had no...
It was because it was before I was born. Like, I was watching it.
So you've been watching it. What have you been noticed from like just watching the early seasons?
Again, this time?
Yeah, this time. Yeah.
I noticed a lot more adult jokes.
Yeah, the stuff that yeah, and there's a lot of like reference like from other movies. Yeah. There's one I just noticed. It was a reference towards Clockwork Orange.
It was
one where Lisa was doing an experiment on Bart for a science project, and it's one is trying to get the cupcakes. It's kind of like that one scene where, like, after they, like, brainwash him, they try to touch that naked woman, and he couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of just reference in. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different back then than it is now.
I know. And I was also thinking, but, like, how that used to be, like, really, like, edgy and all that. And
yeah.
Now if you look at, like, Family Guy.
And Family Guy, yes.
That was edgy.
Any favorite seasons?
Seasons? Yeah. Probably, like, the early seasons?
Early season. Like, where do you think it actually, like, declined? Because people always say that it was, like, season 3 to 9 was like the golden age, mm-hmm. and then you know, they had after that kind of just decline.
Probably season 10, 11 maybe pushing it. I don't know.
I was looking at season. I was thinking season 11. Really? I looked at the episodes list. I was like, oh, I actually like these episodes. I never watched these episodes. Oh, I enjoyed that. And look at season 12, I'm like, I actually like these episodes too. Season 13, I think it was season 15. I think the episode that kind of made me know it was like something different was that it was this one Lisa episode.
Yeah.
It was one, she was running for school president. It's kind of like a parody of this one musical, Evita.
Yeah,
that it was that this one movie that Madonna was in.
Oh,
that's kind of a loose pair of that. I remember watching that and saying, like, there's something off with this show now. And, like, I used to, like, watch this every Sunday night, a new episode. I would not miss an episode. Now it's kind of like, if it's a good episode, I'll check it out.
Yeah. And it seemed more like they're doing gimmicks now.
Yeah, it's just gimmick.
Lego episode, now they're meeting up a Family Guy.
Yeah, and the whole, like, guest stars.
Oh, someone's gonna die.
Someone's gonna die.
They always had guest stars, but it was just a voice starring, not the actual person.
Not the actual person. Like, do you know who played, that one episode when Bart falls in love with that preacher's daughter?
No.
You know who played? It was Meryl Streep.
That was Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
So... back then, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It was more subtle. It wasn't, like, in your face, like, oh, guess who's in it. Like, there was this one episode when they was talking about, oh, 50 Cent's gonna be in this episode. 50 Cent, it was the point, and he's only in there for, like, 10 seconds.
And, like, one of the most, like, popular episodes, Lisa's Substitute.
Yes.
The whole thing about Dustin Hoffman being in there. Like, that was, like, unknown to aired. We didn't talk about it and advertise it.
So yeah, watching season one, it was a lot different. It was more like a family show. Like Homer was way different. He was more like not that stupid. He's not bright, but he's like trying to be a good.
I mean, I feel like he's a horrible father. Yeah. Like he didn't know he was a horrible father.
Yeah.
Like, just looking like, wow, this is a horrible family.
Yeah.
And you feel like Marge, like, wow, she's in a horrible relationship.
Another thing I know is, like, yeah, I kind of know it's like, as the show goes along, everyone became more dumber, more cartoonish.
Yeah.
And that's the problem you see with other sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like, as the show goes on longer and longer, it's kind of just, they take that one trait of that person and kind of just increase it by, like, infinity.
I think what happens is, like, because it's been going on for 25 seasons, and they don't have the original writers who, like, help create these characters.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, new writers trying to create stories for people they don't really know the inside and outs of, so it's just kind of turned into characters.
Uh-huh.
It's not really...
That's why, I noticed that too. Other sitcoms that goes on too long, like, let's say Community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certain people, like, Britta was kind of more normal, like, just normal.
Yeah.
And that is a show.
That's just, like...
kind of became, like, a joke. Like, the make of the group, in a way.
Well, they kind of addressed that.
Yeah, they addressed that. Yeah. At least they addressed that. But, yeah, that's like that in every sitcom. I mean, Family Matters... pretty much became the Steve Oakley show. I mean, season one.
Hey, but that show is gonna get canceled. They need to do that.
No, like, season one was more like just family related, like, issues. Like, like the son was he was trying to improve in school. Like, plus his father, like, bad report card, stuff like that. Like, look at season one, like that storyline.
Yeah.
Go to a later season, but. Steve Oker and Carl Winslow go back in time to fight pirates.
You gotta realize, they wouldn't have gotten that far. It would have been cancelled way back
over. Yeah, but it's kind of like, if you look at that, like, watch one episode from season one, and from the later season, and you have to ask yourself, like, what the hell happened to this show?
I know.
But yeah, you see that in every sitcom. Like, it goes, like, there's not really a place to stop. Mm-hmm. It was just keep going and going until you get canceled. Yeah. That's pretty much the goal. It's just try to get that syndication.
Yeah. Some people know when to stop.
What show? Name a sitcom that know.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, that could come back. I mean, he's still...
I mean, but he just... Well, if he doesn't have anything, he just stops. Friends, it ended, right?
Yeah, nice season. I haven't seen Friends, so I don't know.
I don't know, I haven't seen it.
How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that should have ended, like, 5 years ago. I don't want to get into that show now. I have to wait till Ben wants to do an episode about that show. But other show... So, if you had to, like, end The Simpsons, how would you end it?
How would I end it?
Yeah.
I don't know, because they've really done, like, all, like, the future episodes. Like, you know how they're going to be in the future.
Uh-huh.
Should it be a sad ending, or...?
Well, it's just an ending. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a depressing, like, not, like, everyone dies at the end or something. Just...
I'm thinking, like, the best way would be, like, how King of the Hill ended. Well, like, it really doesn't, like, end everything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, move to a different town or something. It just kind of, like, the show ends, but you know, that they're still living.
Yeah, there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
One of those fan created endings. One of those there was a contest to create your own episode of Itchy and Scratchy,
mm-hmm.
and like each member in the family put in their submission, like how their own episode of Itchy and Scratchy, and pretty much the way it ends is that like they each late Bart's trying to get home early so he can watch to see if he wins.
Yeah.
The contest, but he gets in trouble and he gets detention. That's why the chalkboard. Like pretty much, it ends like the couch, like the intro.
Oh.
Like everyone's late. Like almost late. Leave for work. Mom has to go shopping. Okay. Lisa's in music class, and they all like run home to the couch. Pretty much ends at the couch. About to watch TV, and it doesn't reveal who wins. It's just that's the end. That's what I saw online.
Oh no, that's never gonna happen. That sounds good.
One of the creators, he said if he had to end the show, he would have ended the way it started, which was the first episode, the Christmas episode, when it gets Santa's helper.
Yeah.
When they go to the Christmas pageant, mm-hmm. he was supposed to end like that. Like, it goes like a full circle.
Oh.
But I don't know, like, if that show is ever going to... And I don't think Fox would cancel that show, because it's kind of like...
I don't think so.
That's still, like, the mascot, like...
Yeah. Because I remember reading, like, there was this article about, like, an episode in the 25th season got, like, low ratings.
Yeah.
But, like, the low ratings for The Simpsons was, like, on par with the regular ratings for, like, all other shows at that time. So, like, I mean, people still watch it.
Yeah, people still watch it. It still gets, like 6 million, 5 million views, so... And there's been so much, like, huge increase in the marathon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that's going to last when it gets to, like, the later seasons.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
But when it premieres back, it's definitely going to push it back up.
Yeah. You know, there's that, Conan O'Brien used to be one of the writers on the show back in the third or fourth season. But back in 1992, he did the monorail.
Yeah.
And the Homie Goes to College one, too. Favorite episode? Do you have any favorite episodes?
I don't know them by names, but I like the sub one with Homer, and the one where they send Bart to like a military.
Oh, the military!
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I like the Homer versus New York City.
Oh, which one is that? Is that when he plays? He's like the mascot.
No, that's when Bonnie. Went to borrow Homer's car.
Oh, and Joe to New York. Oh yeah, I like that one.
And I like that one scene. Like he's eating that one like Russian food. I don't know. It was some type of like foreign food.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Do you have anything to drink?" He's like, "I got Mountain Dew, crab juice. And he's like, ew, why would someone drink that? I'll just take the crab juice. He drinks like 50 of those.
Oh, the, he just aired the one where, Homer goes to the buffet, or whatever. The sea guy with like the
pet leg. The seafood buffet.
Yeah. And then he's like, then they make a deal at the end. So like Homer's like the main exhibit, or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, Marge, that the pretty people see your pretty face.
What episode? I record a bunch of them. I also like the Monowell episode. Yeah. I like the part where, like, because when the monorail goes out of control, and Marge is talking to Homer and saying, like, oh, I have a scientist with me. He's like, it's a Batman. It's not Batman. But Batman is a scientist. It's not Batman. I like that one scene, just those little moments. The one where, because Leonard Nimoy is in the episode.
Yeah.
And after, like, they get, they stop the monorail, mm-hmm. He's like, oh, looks like I saved the day. He was like, you didn't even do anything. He's like, did I? And he kind of just, like, teleports out of the way. But, there was one episode that I was telling you about that people really hate. Like, even people love or hate. Is the one with Frank Grimes, Homer's enemy.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the reason why people hate that so much, because they felt bad for that person, like, it was kind of, you pretty much just watching a man life get destroyed by Homer Simpson. And they say they really hated the ending because he felt very, like, cartoonish. Because they're at the funeral, and Homer's, like, sleeping. It's like, oh, change the channel, Marge. And everyone just, like, laugh. Oh, that's our Homer, and pretty much just started laughing. Well, at the guy's funeral.
Yeah.
I know people say, like, that was, like, the change. That was really? Kind of the start of the downfall of the Simpsons.
I mean,
that was back in season 8.
I mean, I kind of like that episode.
I know, I do.
Yeah.
But I get it, how depressing it is, if you think about it.
Yes.
I like that one scene, like, he's looking out, he invites him to his home.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pictures of he's looking his head in space. Like, you went to space? Yeah, I went to space.
He's like, haven't you?
What else did I enjoy? There's a lot of clues, like, back in the early episodes, like, how, I think it's Patty is the last man, or is it?
I don't know which one. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, when Homer's running past the naked.
Yeah.
And just goes to that shred of my Homer's, heterosexuality.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Smithers, there's a lot
of
hidden clues back then. Ralph. I love the Ralph Loves Lisa episode.
Yeah.
Also like that one scene, like, oh, my doctor told me if I don't put my nose up there, it wouldn't be bleeding so much. But yeah, Simpsons has been well for a long time, and I guess right now it's kind of just a hit and miss. Mm-hmm. Like, just watching those old episodes, I mean, it's still funny. There's still a really good collection of good episodes you can just watch again and again and still laugh at.
And there's a lot of characters that they don't really use anymore that I miss.
Like who?
Dr. Nick.
Oh, Dr.
Nick. I don't see him much.
Dr. Nick. Yeah. I did like Lionel Hutz, but he's a voice actor.
Yeah.
Pass away. Who else? I think the voiceover, the guy who plays Fat Tony, his voice actor died, did he?
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, was it the character himself that got killed off and then they replaced
him? They replaced him with, like,
the cousin.
Yeah, but he's still the same character, basically.
I think another episode that people hated, like, people started saying there was the downfall, was the Skinner episode. It turns out he was not the real Principal Skinner.
Oh, yeah.
He just took someone's identity. He thought that was another downfall. Back, I know, it's just, because I have to say, for me, it was 15, that was kind of like when I just did not tune in like every Sunday night. So, I guess any last thoughts for this? I guess you're going to watch, like, how long are you going to watch this marathon?
Probably to, like, I don't recognize the episode anymore. Probably most likely.
Yeah, I was looking at the list, because I was saying before, like, oh, I still remember these episodes, so I'm going to check this out. I think it's 15, season 15 was kind of, like,
my song. Yeah, I was surprised, like, how far.
No. But yeah, I guess this is it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me for this little short little episode about Simpsons.
No problem.
I don't know what the next episode is going to be about. I don't know if you want to do this, but next week, they're doing that Saved by the Bell movie. Do you want to check that out?
Sure, I never watched the original.
Never watched Saved by the Bell?
I've seen some episodes.
What episodes have you seen? You ever watched that drug episode, the caffeine
pills?
Yeah,
which is...
I'm so excited! I'm so excited!
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, we'll do that next.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, just email us at thesinisterleague@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, and we will see you soon. Hopefully, 9 to 6 months. Good night, guys.